Playlists, like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Simon Williams. A man in his 50s is now known to have died after a gas explosion in Nottinghamshire. The blast in Worksop last night left a house partially destroyed. More than 30 people on the streets remain out of their homes as a precaution. The victim's family are being supported while an investigation begins into the cause of the explosion. Labour's Joe White is the MP for the area.
The explosion reverberated across the town, so everybody was wondering what's happened. To have the whole house be taken out and the neighbouring properties and the doors blown in across the road. The explosion was huge. I feel for the family, the friends and the neighbours of the person who's lost their life.
A woman has died and two of her relatives are in hospital after a car crashed into a group of pedestrians in West Sussex. The 25-year-old victim was killed outside Crawley Leisure Centre last night. Her 12-year-old sister and 19-year-old cousin have serious injuries. A man's been arrested on suspicion of drug driving. More than 30 people, including two children, have been killed in a Russian airstrike in Ukraine. Two ballistic missiles have been fired at a group of people celebrating Palm Sunday in Sumy. 80 more people have been left injured. The Ministry of Justice are the latest group to say they'll investigate an attack on three prison officers at HMP Frankland in County Durham. Their union say they had hot oil thrown at them before they were stabbed, allegedly by the brother of the man who carried out the Manchester Arena bombing. And Celtic will have to wait a little bit longer to be confirmed as Scottish Premiership champions. It's after Rangers came from 2-0 down to draw 2-2 at Aberdeen, Yanis Hadji scoring an equaliser in second half injury time. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Sunday afternoon is upon us, and that means it's my turn to run the Classic FM mothership for a few hours. Let's start with Mozart.
Stephen Mangan
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The ethereal voice of Enya singing Howard Shaw's The Lord of the Rings, The Council of Elrond. You have to say in that voice, it's the law. That was the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And before that, we had Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, the first movement played by the Chamber Players of Canada. I'm Stephen Mangan. Welcome to the show. I'll be looking after the music here on Classic FM for the next 3 hours. And shortly, we'll hear the opening clarinet swoop, the glissando, I think it is, of Gershwin's symphonic masterpiece, Rhapsody in Blue. Probably, for my money, the most joyful few seconds of music out there. But first, a perky little number from a Baroque composer who thought of himself as an amateur musician. The third and final movement of Albinoni's Concerto in C Major for two oboes, and those oboes were played by Frank de Brauner and Alfredo Bernardini. The Academy of Ancient Music was heard there too, conducted by Christopher Hogwood. I'm Stephen Mangan, and you're listening to Classic FM. Thank you. joyous. Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, Peter Donohoe on the piano, the London Sinfonietta, conducted by the great Simon Rattle. You're with Classic FM. I'm here till 7 p.m. I've had a long week. I don't know about you. I've been filming portrait artists by day, performing in the play at night. It's a relief to be here in the complete calm of the Classic FM studio, listening to beautiful music like this.
Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Join us for the biggest classical music countdown in the world.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
That was the main theme from the TV series Yellowstone, written by, oh, I nearly said Bonnie Tyler. How I wish it was written by Bonnie Tyler. It was written by Brian Tyler. I don't know if they're related. And before that, we had Kachaturian's Dance of the Young Maidens, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Naima Yerby. So Easter's coming up next week. I'm in the theatre, so I will be doing shows on Friday and two shows on Saturday and a show on Easter Monday. So no trips or excitements for me, even though I'm very happy to be in the theatre. But what are you up to? Can I live vicariously through you? Please tell me your exciting plans, your trips, anything you've got going on next weekend. And actually, if you have to work and are doing something perhaps that you don't want to do, let me know. Ways to get in touch, 61812. You can email via classicfm.com. And you can do all that while we're listening to Clara Schumann's Piano Concerto. Thank you. Beatrice Rana playing the piano there in Schumann's Piano Concerto in A minor. Clara Schumann, of course, the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, conducted by Yannick Nezet-Sagan. Now then, I want to hear your Easter plans for next week, because I'm working and I want to live vicariously through you. What are you up to next weekend? Max says he works an ice cream parlour on the moors, which sounds sort of inviting and desolate at the same time, Max. I will be working on Easter Sunday, he says. Hopefully the sun will be out and I'll have lots of happy customers. Nicola is going on her birthday on Friday to see Macbeth at the Globe in London. And I'm allowed to say that because I'm not in a theatre, so it's not bad luck. Let me know what you're up to. I'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Stephen Mangan
on Classic FM.
Voices of Angela Gheorghiu and Roberto Alagna singing Verdi's The Drinking Song from the opera La Traviata. We heard the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with London Voices, conducted by Claudio Abbado. And before that, Bach's Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by José Cerebrier. But that was a transcribed for orchestra version, transcribed by Leopold Stokowski. After 5 o'clock, we have Game Changer, my game changer for this week. Game Changers, we look at the music or musicians that change the face of classical music forever. And this week, we meet a composer who fundamentally changed how we understand music. His creative impact upon the classical world has been absolutely monumental, and we'll enjoy one of the pieces you don't get to hear very often on Classic FM, and a particular favourite of mine. All that's coming up after the news with Simon.
Classic FM.
Wonder why I'm surrounded by chicks? Well, they've been pecking away at our prices at Currys in time for Easter. You'll find up to 30% off thousands of products, like saving £80 on the Dyson V8 Advanced Cordless Vacuum. With up to 40 minutes of runtime, you can blitz the house in one go. Now just £249. That's cheap. Sorry. In-store and online at Currys. Applies to powerful suction mode with non-motorized tool attached.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Welcome back to Carrot FM, where we have another one of your letters. Dear Valent Hare, is a heat pump right for my home? Well, lovely listener, you need to talk to Valent. They've 150 years of home heating expertise and innovation. From efficient gas boilers to low-carbon heat pumps, they know their onions. Whereas I specialise in carrots. Valent.co.uk, the sign for the right heating decision.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which-recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee, and now £250 cash back when you sign up, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy.
Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. New SIP customers only. SIP values can fluctuate and you could get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply. Minimum £10,000 investment. Offer ends 30th of April.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark.
Come on.
It's in their purr. It's Pro Plan Pet Food. The high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
Ever wondered how it feels to explore Europe on a luxurious river cruise? Or which local delicacy you'll try on board each evening? Ever wondered what it's like to fall asleep in one country, then awake in another? Or how our local guides always find the finest spots at every stop. With a free superior drinks package and all our luxury European river cruises, ever wondered what you'll raise a glass to first? Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Simon Williams. A man in his 50s is now known to have died in a gas explosion in Nottinghamshire. A house was partially destroyed on a street in Worksop last night. More than 30 people have been forced out of their homes. The victim's family are being supported while an investigation into the cause of the explosion begins. Labour's Joe White is the MP for the area.
It's a traditional terrace street. Many people lived here for many years. There's a playground just alongside it. You can hear the children now, I'm sure. They were playing last night when it happened. It is a community where everybody knows each other. Hopefully, as time goes forward, they'll be able to support each other as they recover from this.
A 25-year-old woman has been killed and two of her relatives are injured after a group of pedestrians were hit by a car in West Sussex. The crash happened outside Crawley Leisure Centre last night. The victim's 12-year-old sister and 19-year-old cousin are both in hospital. A man in his 30s has been arrested. Three teenagers are recovering in hospital after they were stabbed in Edinburgh. Police were called out to Portobello Beach just before 11 o'clock last night. No arrests have been made so far. The Ministry of Justice are the latest organisation to start an investigation into an attack on three prison officers at HMP Frankland in County Durham. Their unions say they had hot oil thrown at them before they were stabbed, allegedly by the brother of the man who carried out the Manchester Arena bombing. And Liverpool have restored their 13-point lead at the top of the Premier League. Virgil van Dijk has scored the winner in a 2-1 victory over West Ham. Ipswich have held on for a 2-2 draw at Chelsea. Spurs lost 4-2 at Wolves. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Sunday afternoon is melting into Sunday evening. It's my favourite time of the week.